You know, things have changed just a little bit when you have rich people shopping at Walmart, friends. This is Tony. Hope you're all doing well. What I mean is, like, when you have to downgrade from your expensive stores you usually go to Walmart. And this is what's starting to happen. We have all the latest data that just came out of Walmart where they're indicating that most of their normal customers aren't buying anything because they're broke. And instead, what they have is rich people who used to go to other more affluent type of stores are now going to Walmart to shop. So, and this also might explain why a lot of these mall stores like Rue 21 just went out of business as well. Completely gone. You have Red Lobster, of course, is now gone as well. And so now we're starting to see something rather curious. Walmart, not exactly admitting it, but sort of admitting that they're flat broke. And that is indeed the case with all of our economy at this point, folks. And this is something I've been showing through the numbers. We're seeing credit cards maxed out across the board. And actually the biggest and the most important thing that I've seen that doesn't seem that relevant when you just hear it is, but actually when you understand what's going on, it's really relevant, is that half of all employees in America, about 47%, are employed by small businesses. Small businesses are not even, they're like 43% of them are 30 days late on the rent. So imagine half of America's employees are very close to not getting paid, is what I mean. Because if your employer is 30 days late on rent or more, so it's 43% of all small businesses are 30 days or late or more on their rent. If they're not able to pay the rent, how are they able to pay you? See what I mean? And if you're, and of course, if that's half of America's employees, what does that mean? So the question is, how is this going to work out, folks, when you have all the top companies like Walmart, McDonald's, Starbucks, all of them all recently scurrying and scrounging around trying to find a way to make money because they're losing it. And we have Starbucks coming out very, very concerned. We have Walmart, all these companies trying to reinvent themselves all out of nowhere, even Target trying to become a dollar store. And they're making a section for dollar store items because all the dollar stores are closing now as well. So obviously we're entering into a little bit of a different time, folks. So we're seeing with Walmart here, if I can get it on the screen. Now they try to paint this really rosy, of course, because they have to make their investors look happy or try to make their investors happy. Walmart sales surge as wealthier shoppers flock to retail. Look, we got all the rich people coming to Walmart. That's not good when the rich people are coming to Walmart, right? They're supposed to be shopping at all the expensive stores, not Walmart. Company touts rosier outlook, 3.8% jump in same-store sales. All their regular customers are not buying anything. They were complaining about the fact they were making no money in that respect. Earlier this week, Walmart announced plans to shutter smaller offices, lay off hundreds of employees. And we've been seeing that nonstop as well. Companies with never-ending layoffs. That seems to be something rather curious that has been occurring with a number of companies, including Google, having multiple layoffs of recent. Never seemed to stop. Tesla as well. Just never-ending layoffs. We didn't lay off enough? Okay, let's lay off some more, right? We're seeing this with a lot of companies. Affluent customers are creating a bubble. I can get this on the screen as well. Might help. There we go. At Walmart, warns retailer former U.S. CEO Bill Simon. Now, it's kind of funny how his take on this, because it's like missing the forest from the trees. Or perhaps he doesn't want to make it sound as bad as it is. I don't know. Even though affluent shoppers helped drive the retailer's latest beat on quarterly results, former Walmart CEO Bill Simon warns they'll be hard to keep. Who cares if you keep the rich customers? The point is the rich are going to poor, what do you call it? The rich are going to the cheap places now because they don't have any money. That's why all these big affluent mall stores are going out of business. There's like three in a row. Rue 21's the latest one. There's multiple mall stores all going out of business because no one's going there to buy anything anymore. Matter of fact, I was at church earlier, and one of the guys that goes to my church, he just lost his job. And it all directly relates to this. He's in one of those warehouses for sort of like kitchen items. And they're not, no one's selling anything. No one's selling. So there's no need for the warehouse. So they're closing his warehouse. And he's out of a job. And I actually have an article that kind of relates to that. When I was talking to him, I'm like, actually, I've been talking about that on YouTube recent. And there's actually this article here, which, again, sounds, you know, when you just read it, you're like, what does this even mean? But then when you think about it, it's like, oh, that's what it means. Industrial production disappoints. Manufacturing contracts as downward revisions continue. Production's down. And also the price to produce is up. And people aren't buying anything. And it's here's the thing that's really tells you the future right here, folks. U.S. producer prices accelerating at fastest rate in 12 months. So right now, everyone's broke, can't buy anything. And by the way, the next products coming on the shelves are going to be more expensive while no one can buy anything, while everybody's broke. Obviously not a good sign, okay? Not really, especially when you have the rich downgrading, trying to come to your place to shop. Like, you know, obviously us ordinary folk, right? So, yeah, I mean, it's just, this is the kind of stuff that's going on right now. And on top of that, we got robots in the back. They're actually bragging about this. They're like, yeah, we don't need employees. We got robots. Who's going to buy all your stuff? Who's going to buy it? The robot? He's not going to buy it. If the guy's not working for you, he has no money. If he has no money, he's not buying your stuff. Don't you understand this? It's not rocket science. Apparently, it is rocket science. That's the world we live in today, folks, where they're replacing their employees with AI and robots, but then robots don't buy anything, so then they don't have any sales. It's kind of a, you need the cycle, right? It's kind of like the circle of life or something. Anyway, we're going to get into a ton of stuff in this video. What's really coming, folks, as we go towards the rest of the year economically, and actually much more than that, because I think it's going to be kind of interesting. All that we're going to see this year. And you might want to be prepared. Food supply, 25-year shelf life. Link is in the description. 3 months worth for $5.97. They have a 4-week option as well. You're going to definitely want to get that considering all the wonderful things that are probably ahead of us, folks. Mostly, of course, peaceful. I'm sure. Honestly, if you think that it's going to be nothing, you're clearly not thinking this through. You saw what happened 4, of course, years ago. You remember the whole, you remember being stuck in your home? You remember the cities and like this? Remember all that? That was nothing compared to probably what you're going to see this year. Nothing. Okay? Just wait. Wait till September and October. And then let me just come back to my channel and I'll say, I told you so. Let's just put it that way. I'm sure a lot of you already agree with me. So you're like, I'm gonna be doing that to my relatives because they don't listen either, right? So you know what I'm saying. At any rate, definitely want to get that if you haven't already gotten prepared in that respect. Link is in the description. Of course, this book here, The Lost Ways, How Your Great Great Grandfather Lived Without Electricity. Considering what's going on, folks, honestly, you might want to get that book. And it's only get the printed version. It's only $37 for shipping. And looking at what's going on with Costco and Walmart. So Walmart and Costco both are okay, just imagine this. So you have to think about this stuff. If you just read the headline, it just like it just goes right over your head, right? It happens to me all the time. But then when you put them all together and you get like a bird's eye view, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? So for example, Costco and Walmart are selling something hand over fist right now, and it's not TVs, stereos, ovens, or any of that kind of stuff. It's none of that stuff, not vacuums, none of that. But they're selling one thing hand over fist faster than anything else of recent. While everybody's broke, what is that one item that they're selling like there's no tomorrow? It's gold, actually. Costco's selling as much as 200 million in gold bars monthly. Wells Fargo estimates. So, of course, they're selling this stuff. While at the same time, Costco and Walmart can't sell their vacuums. They can't sell their big screen TVs. They can't sell any of the stuff that they really want to sell that actually makes them money. Instead, everybody's buying gold bars. Why? Because they know the dollar is losing value so quickly. That's why. And that's why you should also buy some gold and silver. Link below, folks. They have some good deals going on right now at AppMex. You want physical gold and silver in your hands. When the dollar, of course, is worthless, because that dollar in your wallet will just be good for starting fires. And then you can use it with this book here. Okay. Yeah. I mean, when it's worthless, right? So definitely want to get that if you haven't already. I think silver is actually going to be the winner because silver is easier to exchange. A silver coin could be worth anywhere from 10 to 30 bucks. And honestly, once the dollar really loses its value, it'll probably be worth a lot more than that. But you could use that to buy groceries and things like that. This is what I'm trying to get at. At any rate, you get kind of the idea. So we got a lot of stuff to get into in this video. And we're now starting to see people are really cutting back. They're now sharing items because they simply can't afford anything. All right? And this kind of makes sense. I mean, it reminds me of the old days. Late 1920s, 1930s, where they would be very careful in how much money they could spend on clothes. You might only have one or two pairs of clothes back then, right? Doesn't sound like something possible today, but that's the direction it's going. And the graphs, I've shown these graphs before. I don't actually have it open right now, but there's this graph that you compare 1966 to 2013 on the inflation graph, and it perfectly matches. And it shows from 2023, you have another 8 years, and it goes way higher. 1980 is when we had the highest inflation, which I think corresponds to about 6 years from now. 2030 is going to be like 1980, where if you buy a house, you'll have a 20% APR, which of course almost no one will be able to afford. But the fact of the matter is, this is the kind of stuff that is in front of us. And so if you can imagine, right now you're seeing how things are kind of unwinding with Walmart and these stores. Just imagine 8 years from now when it's even. So right now we've only went through this. And imagine this is the next thing ahead of us. How many of these places are even going to be around, right? This is the concern I'm talking about with regards to this. So, of course, credit card debt currently is surging as the average American owes about $6,218 on the card due to high inflation. But, of course, like I said, it shows basically sideways for 2 years, which we're already partway into. And then it goes up on a big mountain of inflation again. And then it comes down for another 3 years. So 3 years up, 3 years down. So we got 2 years in front of us that are pretty much sideways. Basically what you're seeing now. And then it goes super high again. Now, again, there's guys that are professionals, experts with investing here on YouTube that talk about this. Matter of fact, one of them's Joe Brown. He recently put out a video saying exactly what I'm saying. But he said it's a little different than it was back in the 1980s. There's a different reason why it's occurring. And I can show you his channel right here. This guy's a really good guy here. But one of his latest videos, he talks about this actually. Here we go. Which one was it? I can't remember which one it was. I think, yeah, here it is. Right here. This one. A second wave of inflation is coming. Same thing happened in the 1970s. That video right there shows exactly what I was talking about. So you can see here, you got the one, and then it goes way up from there, and it actually goes much higher, and it's mapping perfectly with the current inflation data. So basically, we've got 8 years more of inflation. It's going to be way worse, according to him and according to the analysis. The question is, what are they, and this all fits into their whole 20, 30 thing. You will own, of course, nothing. You remember all that? That's why it's so hard to afford cars and houses now. Just imagine after that. So it's not like they don't know all of this. Walmart even knows this. Everyone knows this but you and I, because if you watch my videos, you know what I'm talking about. So again, like I said, we're going to get into more here. Retail sales in April disappoint, unchanged from the previous month. And we're seeing 1 in 7 Gen Z credit card users are maxed out. Actually, that I was thinking it would be worse than that. This actually sounds kind of positive. I'm like, oh, it's only 1 in 7? I thought it'd be like 2 or 3 in 7, you know? Oh, that's actually not as bad as it sounds. Yet, right? But like I said, so Walmart, now we have the rich going to Walmart, okay? The rich. The rich are not, McDonald's is even talking about this. They're like, how can we get these rich customers in the door? We have this is happening across the board. Rich are not able to afford their old stores. They're going to cheaper places. They don't want to go to the expensive restaurant. Let's just, you know, go to something cheaper. And now McDonald's is trying to vie for their sales or for their, you know, to come in the door and buy some food. And here we go. Amazon, Walmart aim to retain lower income shoppers amid luxury push. Okay, so look, this is called desperate mode, economically speaking, folks, for Walmart. They're not going to tell you this. They want their investors to think everything's hunky-dory. But they're trying to retain their lower income shoppers, which they're not able to do because the lower income shoppers are not buying the stuff that they want them to buy. So now they're trying to push for all these the affluent while trying to keep their lower income shoppers who are not buying anything except for food. So given the tough economic climate with many facing rising costs on essential needs, we want our customers to know about all the accessible offerings available on Amazon, no matter their circumstances. Walmart, meanwhile, is looking to draw in consumers concerned about health spending. So then you got all these different things that they're trying to do at the same time, different marketing aspects for their companies, but they're all, Amazon and Walmart are pushing for the affluent now, because the affluent are no longer buying on their expensive websites in their expensive stores. And like I said, so you get kind of the idea. You're seeing everybody stepping down. But see, you have nowhere to step down to. You were at Walmart, and you're like, oh, I got to go somewhere cheaper. Dollar store. Oh, the dollar store is going out of business. Where do I go? You go nowhere. You go back to Walmart and spend the big bucks. That's what you do. That's basically what I'm trying to get at. So you're seeing these dollar stores closing. Not all of them, of course, but Family Dollar just closed 500 to 2,000 locations. 99 cents only closed all of the locations. So you're seeing this. And of course, Target trying to pick up their business. So maybe Target will have a dollar store section or something to that effect. But at any rate, you're seeing kind of how this stuff's playing out. And we're seeing these layoffs. We're seeing that people are not buying stuff. So now people are getting laid off. Companies are closing. Warehouses are closing. Trucker companies are closing. And that's happening at a big level as well. I've covered it in other videos. You had Yellow Truck, you had Convoy, Jeff Bezos' company closed last year. This year you had another one. I can't remember the name, like Arlington or Edmonton or something. I can't remember what it's called. But it's a pretty big one. It's been around for almost 100 years. And actually a number of other ones also laying off workers, shrinking in size and all that kind of stuff. So you're seeing a lot of this happening. Under Armour is laying off workers. The retailer says North American sales will plunge this year. So this is something you're going to see throughout the summer. While prices are going up, the concern is, where is this all going? You've heard what they've said, what they want. Stuck in the city, no car, right? Super expensive food. You go to McDonald's, you got a robot handing you a $50 Whopper. Sounds great. I mean, no, not interested. At any rate, of course, where is this all going? That's the question. And can this be turned around? I actually do think of there is a way to turn this around. I've talked about it over on my business channel. Go check it out, Sale Daddy One. But I'm kind of wondering what some of you guys think. Let me know in the comment section below. And thanks for watching.